What's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to another episode of the GMHMA podcast. Listen, got a little contest I want to tell you about. First of all, if you're not a Grandmaster Hans martial artist, then don't go anywhere because this podcast is for you too. Number one, this podcast is about life. So, I need some help. So, who better to go to than my faithful listeners on here? First of all, thank you so much for that. Okay, so here's what I need. We have to come up with a new name for this podcast. Now listen, will this still be the GMHMA podcast? Absolutely, it'll still be the GMHMA podcast. Will it still represent Grandmaster Hans Martial Arts? Well, of course it will. None of that's going to change. The content will only change by improvement and growth and evolution in a good way, but it's simply a name change to invite a larger audience to feel at home, to feel welcome. The GMHMA podcast is, well, you understand, right? So, I need some names. If you're listening, email fox.younwha@gmail.com. That's fox.younwha@gmail.com. In the subject line, put GMHMA podcast, and then let me know what you think a good new name for this podcast might be. We need a new name. Hey, what do? We talk about improving life on here. We talk about being better. We talk about the warrior spirit. We talk about the martial arts as it applies to life. But I want to tell you, I don't want to give people the impression that if they're not a martial artist or they're not a part of Grandmaster Hans Martial Arts, that this podcast is not for them. I want them to feel welcomed, encouraged, invited to jump on this podcast. Now, if someone comes up with a great name, I'm happy to use it. So, give me some names. Give me your thoughts. What do you think would be an awesome name? It would sum up what we do on this podcast. And I'll take it in consideration. Okay? Awesome. All right. Let's talk about something else real quick before we get in the meat of the subject. We got a big event coming up. Today is April 14th. May not get this published till the 15th. We'll see how it goes. But we are 7 days away from a very special event. Master Holly Fox, my wife, will be testing for 6th degree black belt next Saturday at the Carl Stewart Middle School in Conway, Arkansas. You can look up the address. It's next Saturday. Testing will start for white belts at 11 a.m. We ask for white through blue belts to be there at that time. Be checked in and ready at that time. Checked in meaning making sure you've got your testing forms in and all that taken care of, and you are dressed and ready to rock and roll. Warm-ups should take place at 11 or just after for all of those ranks, white through blue belt. At 2 p.m., we will begin the red belt and above, if possible, but red belts and above need to be dressed, present, and ready to rock and roll at 2 p.m. So let's keep that in mind. Master Holly, of course, will be testing later in the day. Had some people ask me what time. You know, guys, it's so hard to say because I know we got a lot of your students that want to test that are going to be coming to nail those new belts. And so we really have to we have to make time for everybody, don't we? So are we going to be as efficient as we can with our time? Absolutely. Are we going to rush through people's tests? Never. Because that's not what testing is about. It's not about rushing. It's about bringing the most out of people, giving them the most value for their time, meaning the most encouragement, instruction, enlightenment, exposure, and opportunity to excel that we can. So that's just a few days away. So let's be excited about that. Okay. Let's jump into the subject for the day. Have you ever thought, I wish I could be someone else? You know, I don't like who I am. I don't like my tendencies. And I just wish I could be someone else. Well, guess what? You can be someone else. I mean, you can't take their body. You can't just switch physical forms. But what you can do is redefine yourself. Because see, that's what you've done. You've defined yourself as someone you don't like. And you can redefine yourself as a person you do like. You've defined yourself as someone you don't respect. And you can redefine yourself as someone you respect. And you can do that today. So, I want to share with you a little bit about my thoughts on that and what my personal philosophies are and the current things I'm working through in my life that I'm applying this philosophy to in order that I might redefine myself constantly into someone I have more respect for, more faith in, to get the job done, whatever job that is I need to do, whatever goals that are put in front of me that God blesses me with, whatever vision it is, I want to be the man that can get it done. So I have to believe that before I can achieve that. You know what I mean? So let's talk a little bit about redefinition. So how are some ways you define yourself? Maybe you've defined yourself for years. You know, some common examples are I just don't commit to things. I've never been able to commit to anything. I'm lazy. Listen, I just can't focus. I'm terribly shy. I can't talk to people. I'm just not that kind of person. I can't maintain consistency going to the gym. I've tried. I can't. I can't maintain a healthy relationship. I'm a loner. Or I'm dependent on others. I just can't make it on my own. I can't quit smoking. I'm just not a reader. I'm not good at paperwork, schoolwork. I'm just not capable. You see what I mean, right? We have all these definitions of ourselves, and you know, in my mind, I want to break it down. So you define yourself. You know, we all do. I want to break it down as simply as I can. And begin to redefine myself from the little things to the big things. Okay, so I'm gonna share with you what that is. So, you know, the thing about let's talk about this in reference to martial arts for a minute. You know, we have to redefine ourselves quite often in martial arts, especially in the beginning stages. And I'm convinced this is part of the reason why it's like this. See, a lot of people say, well, I don't really care about, you know, the belts are kind of silly and all that. Well, let me explain part of what I see in those belts. There's a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons for those belts, both in terms of personal development and in terms of a kind of a structural direction and consistency within your training and growth. But let's just talk about it from this perspective for a minute. As a definition of who you are, Okay? So, as a beginning student, you would define yourself as a beginner or a newbie, or more specifically, a white belt. Okay? Now, if you're like me, you never think you'll ever see yellow. And that's our next belt, yellow, first degree yellow belt. Okay, but let's just say yellow belt. Okay, so when you first start, you kind of think, well, this is hard. I'm probably going to be a white belt forever. And most people are very comfortable saying, I'm a white belt. You know, they're real comfortable with that. It fits, right? Because that's what they see themselves as. They're a white belt. They're a newbie. They barely have a clue what's going on. These are very comfortable things. I'm uncoordinated. I'm undisciplined. I'm inflexible. I'm not a fighter. These are all things that people are very comfortable expressing about themselves because a humble, maybe even you might call it even a pessimistic, self-loathing type of perspective toward themselves. Okay, but once they test for their yellow belt, they cannot, in all reality, even logically, cannot define themselves as a white belt. They are a yellow belt, in fact, right? So they must define themselves as such. They can say they're a terrible yellow belt, but they have to say they're a yellow belt. They're no longer able to say they're a white belt because they're not a white belt. So, and then, you know, on and on it goes, right? So then they're a green belt in our martial art, and all martial arts are a little different in terms of colors and whatever. But eventually, they become a black belt. Now, it can be a very difficult thing for students to accept that. A lot of students will get to brown belt, which is in our martial art right before black, and they'll never test. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but I'm convinced a major reason for that in many cases is an inability to define themselves as a black belt. They're just not ready for that. They're not comfortable with that. They know once they take that step, they can't go back. So if someone were to ask them, what rank are you? Oh, you did karate? How far did you get? Are you a black belt? And they would have to say yes. Well, at least they'd have to know that, right? They wouldn't have to say it. They could say, well, no, I'm a white belt. But that would, in fact, be false. And they would know that. And so they have to live with that. I'm a black belt. They have to live with that. They can no longer define themselves as anything else. Was your goal black belt? Well, then you can no longer define yourself as someone who doesn't achieve their goals. Someone who can't stick it out. Someone who can't see it through. Someone who can't endure the process. Because, in fact, you have. Let's try another example. Okay? Let's say you're just not a morning person. You can't get up early. You just cannot. You can't even imagine a world where you could wake up at 4:00 in the morning. So I challenge you, set your alarm for 4:00 and get up. Do that once, just once. And what have you done? Well, you've limited your ability to now define yourself as not a morning person. See, because you can no longer say you've never done it. You can say, well, I did it once, but it was just to prove a point, just because a friend challenged me and I was stubborn and I wanted to prove him wrong. Okay, so you're the type of person that only when challenged and motivated by wanting to prove your best friend wrong and only on one occasion can get up at 4 a.m., but you're no longer a person who cannot and has not ever gotten up at 4 a.m., correct? Okay, so now you're a person that, well, you did it once, but you couldn't do it for any length of time. Well, how long? Can you get up at 4 a.m. for a week? Never. No way. Do it. I challenge you. 7 days. Do it. Have you eliminated your ability to say, I'm not a morning person, or I just couldn't see myself doing that every day? No, you still have that freedom. You can still say that. But what you cannot say any longer is that you are a person who can't get up at 4 a.m. for a week straight, because you've done that now. You see what I mean? Be specific in your pessimism. Be specific in your demeaning viewpoint toward yourself. And then just smash it. Just, in fact, change it. We go so much on emotion and opinion, and we allow ourselves to define ourselves by opinion and emotion. And you know, that's so fluid. Isn't that easy? It's so fluid. It's so easy. You know, you can pick out a specific way you define yourself, and you can just, in fact, change it. Here's one for me. I'm not flexible. I'm not flexible. See, that's something I've used to define myself for a long time. That's too broad of a statement, because at all levels of flexibility, anything short of a Chinese acrobat, I could say I'm not flexible. Well, that's a self-limiting belief. It's nonsense. It's not a measurable observation. So it's just silly. Let's throw that out the window. Okay, so then let's come up with a better definition. Okay, so let's say, my body is 17 inches off the floor in my center split. That's how far I have to go to hit those splits, 17 inches. You know, so what can I do about that? Well, I can make it 16 inches, 15 inches, 14 inches. You see what I'm saying? I can change that. So I can make progress. I can begin to redefine myself. I just can't be consistent at the gym. Well, that's an opinion. It's not measurable. That's silly. Let's redefine. Okay? Let's clearly define. Let's start by that. Okay. So, can you go to the gym one day this week? Well, yeah, I can do that. Okay, so do that. Oh, you did it. Okay, so now you're the person who can go to the gym once. Can you go to the gym again next week, one time? Yes. Okay, great. So you could still make the observation, you can still state the opinion, you can't be consistent, but you can no longer say, in fact, that you can't go to the gym 2 weeks in a row for one day. You can no longer say that, right? So we begin to work this doubt and limiting self-belief. We begin to work that into a corner where it has less and less power over us, where it becomes, well, just less true, right? By definition, in fact, it becomes less true. I just can't eat healthy. That's a silly opinion based on emotion that is not, in fact, measurable in any way. So, you can't eat healthy. Okay, so, well, there's a lot of things to define there. But let's say today for lunch, make a healthy choice. Whatever your definition of healthy is, right? Because ultimately, if we're saying healthy, well, it's going to be up to how you define it. If you can't define it, well, then your observation, your initial observation based on opinion and emotion was completely bogus, because you're not even able to define what healthy is. So how can you say you can't eat healthy? And I realize I'm not trying to sound like a jerk here, guys, but think about how silly these observations are, these definitions are. You're defining yourself based on an immeasurable label that you yourself can't even truly define. Clearly and accurately defined. How silly is that? Okay, so let's be more specific. Well, are you the type of person that can eat healthy this day, today, make a healthy choice? Well, no, I never have been. Okay, then I challenge you, do it. And then you can never, in fact, say that again. Never. You no longer have that ability. In fact, you no longer have that ability. So, we make a healthy choice for lunch today. Now, could you do that 2 days in a row? Well, no, I never have. I challenge you. Take that ability from yourself. That little voice in your head, that self-doubt, that limiting belief, strip it of its power, in fact, by achieving small, measurable goals for which you begin to redefine yourself. Here's another one for me. I'm not a runner. What does that mean? Well, in a way, it means I don't like to run. Well, okay. But we know that's a fluid concept, isn't it? I mean, I could like to run tomorrow. That's really kind of a silly thing to say. I don't like to run. So what? When did that ever stop anyone from running? I don't like to run. How about this? How far can you run right now? If you're asking me, I don't know. I'm going to be pretty pessimistic about it, though. I'm going to say a quarter mile. I'm not kidding. I feel like a quarter mile straight, running straight, you know. Running, I don't know. Running, flat out running, right? Not jogging, running. I don't know. Eighth of a mile. I don't know. Okay. So if you said, can you run an eighth of a mile? I would say yes. Loosely speaking, in terms of running, I would say yes. Might be more of a jog, but yes, I can do an eighth of a mile. Okay. Can you do a quarter of a mile? I don't know. Okay. So let's start there. Are you a man or woman who can run a quarter mile? If the answer is I don't know, then find out. If the answer then is no, then just start on a regular basis running until you can. You know, and you start small. Because see, a person who can't run a quarter mile can never run a marathon. Never. Never. It's only a person who can run 3/4 or 7/8 of a marathon that can run a marathon. You see what I mean? You can't slam dunk a basketball if you can't touch the net. That's just how it goes. But boy, if those fingers touch the net, well, can you touch the rim? And then if the fingers can touch the rim, well, then can you touch, can you jam the ball? Well, yes. Can I today? I don't know. But can I? Absolutely, I can. See, I can't maintain a long-term relationship. Maybe that's what you're telling yourself. But that's silly. Just because you have never doesn't mean you can't. But let's start small. Can you maintain a healthy relationship for a week? Well, then you can probably do it for 2 weeks, right? Well, then, yes. Okay, so let's say you are the type of person that can remain. Let's say, let's use your imagination. You've had a wonderful, healthy relationship for 2 weeks. Can you do it for three? Yes. Okay, if I find someone that's had a great relationship for 3 weeks, how much money would you put on their ability to maintain that relationship for another week and make it a month? I'd put a lot of money on that. Okay, great. If someone has had a relationship for a month and it's been wonderful, how about a month and a half? Great. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So you become that person. Well, how do you get to a month and a half? Well, you become the person who can maintain a relationship for a month. Well, how do I do that? Well, you become the person who can maintain a relationship for 3 weeks. Well, how do I do that? And you see how we deconstruct it like that? See, you can't accomplish your goal, but someone can. And if you were able to build that person and deconstruct them to your level, you would then see the pathway to become who it is you need to be to accomplish that goal. Man, I'd love to be able to do 100 push-ups, but there is no way I could ever do 100 push-ups. Okay. 0% chance. 0% chance. Okay. Great. All right. Let's find someone who has a almost a sure shot. Would you say a person who very consistently could do 99 push-ups could bust out 100? If they really had to, if it was really on the line. Yes. By what percentage? 99%, maybe even 100%. Would you agree? Yes. Okay, great. Hey, listen, a person who daily was able to do 95 push-ups, if it was on the line, all the marbles, for $1 million, do you think they could do 99 push-ups? Four more. Life or death? Yes, absolutely. Okay, great. All right, and you deconstruct. Could a person that typically does 90 push-ups get 95? Yes. Okay, the person that does 80 push-ups daily, could they, worst come to worst, bust out 90? Yes. And you deconstruct it down. A person that does 60 push-ups every day, could they bust out 80? I don't know. Okay, how about 70? Maybe. How about 75? Yes. Yeah, they could bust out an extra 5 if everything depended on it, they could bust out an extra 5. Okay, great. Check. And you keep going. And you keep going. And you keep going. How many push-ups did you do today? How many push-ups were you able to do? How many push-ups can you do right now? I don't know. If that's your answer, then you now must officially shut up about you can't do 100 push-ups, because you don't, in fact, know. And you go, well, I freaking do know that I can't do 100 push-ups. Well, you don't. So you'll get down and you'll show me 6 push-ups and you'll fall flat and you'll jump up and you go, see? I told you I couldn't do 100. Right. And I didn't say you could. I just said you didn't know. Now you know. So if you did those 6 push-ups every day for a month straight, do you think you could do 7? Yes. Probably be able to do more than that. Okay, great. Can you do them for a month straight? No. I've tried doing stuff like that. All right. Can you do them for a week straight? No, man. I've never even been able to do it 2 days straight. Okay, there is a specific definition of yourself. You have never been able to do 6 push-ups for 2 days straight. I challenge you. Tomorrow, do 6 push-ups. That's it. Tomorrow, do 6 push-ups, and you'll never again be able to define yourself in that way. Never again. Will you be able to honestly and accurately say, I've never been able to do 6 push-ups 2 days in a row? See, keep breaking the mold. Keep breaking the mold, and what'll happen eventually? You know? Have you ever tried to concretely define something so fluid? I mean, define Arkansas weather. Tell me what Arkansas weather is like. Is it sunny? Is it cloudy? Is it rainy? You go, well, it's always changing. Exactly. As are you. And the moment you become indefinable to yourself is the moment you become capable of almost all things. It's the moment when someone says, can you do it? You say, I don't know. I've never tried. I'd have to see. Which is way better than no. Can't do it. Never have. Never will. Right? Okay. So, remember, whatever you're not that yet. Wherever you want to go, you're not there yet. Doesn't mean you can't get there. And for heaven's sake, stop defining yourself in these abstract, opinionated, emotion-driven ways that rob you of your ability to adapt and overcome, that rob you of the freedom to redefine yourself on a daily basis, to be the man or woman that in all cases can get the job done. You may not be able to change what you've done. You may not be able to change the past, but you can absolutely change the future. You may not be able to change who you were, but you can absolutely change who you are. And most importantly, who you will become in the days and years remaining in your life. Guys, stop defining yourself as anything other than an indefinable entity that is capable of adapting and overcoming in all situations, that's capable of evolving into exactly what you need to be to get the job done, to be who it is you are designed and called to be by God. How empowering is that, to just take that with you everywhere you go? Hey, remember, if you're out there listening, shoot me a name, fox.younwha@gmail.com. In the subject line, put GMHMA podcast, and then hit me with 1, 2, 3, 10 great names for the podcast. You know, I'm not creative. I can't come up with names like that. Okay, I challenge you, right? redefine yourself today, email me with a name. And maybe you can say, I can't come up with a good name after that. It's still a silly observation, right? That's relative. But you can no longer say, I can't come up with a name, or I'm not creative, because you were creative and you did, in fact, come up with a name. All right, guys. Hey, have a great day. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts being back. Hope you don't mind listening to me by myself once in a while. Hope you don't mind the road noise and all that other stuff. All I want to do is bring you some value, share what's in my heart. I can do that, road noise or not. Hey, guys, spread the word. Do me a favor. Share these podcasts. Share what we're doing, why we're doing it. And if you're part of the Han Nation, the world of Grandmaster Han's martial arts, make sure you're constantly opening the door to bring new people in and get them started on the journey. All right? Have a good one. Hey guys, wanted to come back at you for just a second here and share with you about a new group we've started on Facebook called the Han United Business Group. The Han United Business Group. What it's for is people within our organization who are currently members of Grandmaster Han's Martial Arts, or their parents of members of Grandmaster Han's Martial Arts. If you own a business or you have a trade that you do, or a skill that's a hobby on the side that you do to make some money, please share it on there so we can begin to build a network and support one another in our businesses. Okay? All right. Han United Business Network. Han United Business Network. Look for it on Facebook. Get involved today. Share your trade, hobby, or business, and let us help you be a success. Take care.